Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We literally have spent the last 5 or 6 minutes during that commercial break trying to regain our composure from the segment prior.
I cramped up.
I'm
locked up in
I
my
had
abs.
Tears coming out of my eyes, snot coming out of my nose.
That was great.
These are some of the texts that are coming in. You can text the show 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. You know things are funny on the show when there's complete laughter and no one can talk because of the humor. I love it. Keep it going. Can't stop laughing. Now I have no idea where I am. That bleep has me gasping for air, laughing so damn hard, broth. Had to pull over to try to stop laughing so much I almost peed on myself. That may be the greatest thing I've ever heard on the radio. I love this one. We'll be late to my 4 p.m. meeting. Need to try to get myself together. Thanks, guys. I'm rolling, y'all clowns. R-O-F-L, I can't even, stop, I can't take this, priceless, stop, my mouth is hurting from laughing. Oh, you guys got me dead. Oh my God, at my desk, can't even pretend to be working. This show is an instant classic, this made my day. Great job, Valero, I'm dying laughing, boys. OMG, I can't. DBJ is radio gold. I agree. And then you pair DBJ up with Valero, and then you have
magic.
The gift that keeps on giving. Oh, my God. I'm literally like, I can't even get it together. I was laughing so hard. It was shocking when you heard that mix. You just didn't see it coming. Don't play it again. I cannot hear. You have my reaction to it? Oh, okay, wait. I want to hear my reaction to it.
You get mad? You get mad?
This is the first time I heard
rich,
it.
Joe. Yeah. You get mad.
No!
And I'm getting rich. What?
Drop the bass! Yeah, it shocked me. I'm not kidding you. Oh, man.
Did you know it was gold when you made it?
No. Sometimes you just don't know.
Oh,
you know,
Jesus.
Hit or miss.
Now he's Swiss beat.
Sometimes you just don't know. I mean, sometimes the song just comes together and really it resonates with the listeners. And other times you think you have a hit and it just doesn't pan out.
That's me most of the time.
I don't know why I ask you questions. Your answer is going to make me mad.
It was so good, man. You couldn't have made that any better. Who's that guy in American Idol? William Hung. You're William Hung.
No, come on.
Yes, you're that girl that sang Party on the Weekend or something. What was that girl that made the worst song ever?
Was that Rebecca Black?
Rebecca Black, yeah. Friday.
Why did I know that?
Yeah, no, but that's what you are. You thought you had created the jam. And you're William Hung.
I did create the jam.
She bangs.
Producing William Hung, my man Lero.
I love it, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
It sounds like you do.
I love you, sweet Willie. William Hung.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, that was just priceless.
Got action.
I tweeted out a screen grab of some of the texts that have come in. If you want to see them, at Mark Hockman on Twitter. It is, because you get an idea of the text that we see as they're coming in. And then there's, you know, like if you didn't listen to the entire segment, you'll look at like it's one text after another. I'm dying laughing. OMG, I can't. DBJ is radio gold. And then you'll see a text that just says broth. And so if you're just seeing the tweet and you're not listening to the show, you think that texter mistakenly texted something to this day. Like, you know, Yom Kippur, a lot of people are getting their broth ready for tomorrow for Break the Fast. That was actually someone that gets the show, broth.
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 Broth. It's broth. 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 That was just delightful.
The people listening got to be confused. People that listen to that game.
That
and
they
hear
don't
that,
listen to our show, They tune in to 560 WQAM or somewhere along the radio network, and they're listening, and they hear DBJ throwing that nonsense in there. You heard it from Joe. I don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
It's just great. It is so good, man.
You're talented.
Ah.
I've tightened up, man.
Listen to this text. Laughing so hard, I had to slam on the brakes. The person behind me gave me a soft kiss on the bumper. Got out of my car laughing. No damage. Continued driving.
Got to fall out your car and go underneath the tire.
Even if they just
tap you. Fall underneath the car and drink some oil dripping out of the engine.
If they just tap you?
As much as I pay for insurance.
You are a clown.
Bump your head into the exhaust pipe.
Oh, my goodness. What a day. All right. So where do we go from here?
I don't know.
Dolphins.
It's gonna go downhill.
I know. It really is. Dolphins. What's the line for Sunday's game?
I believe they're 3-point favorites.
3-point favorites. And the Hurricanes are 27-point favorites over FIU.
I know it's hometown rivalry. They're making a lot out of FIU, aren't they?
Well, I think it's a big game for FIU. I don't think anyone, like for FIU, this is, you know, for Toledo last week, Miami coming to Toledo, big deal for them. FIU, to be at home, and again, it's not their home, but it is in Miami because it's at Hard Rock Stadium, and their fans will be able to come out and see their team it's on national TV, right? Didn't ESPN2 pick up the game, I think? I think when the ESPN networks picked up the game.
But as they line up like the Butch Davis, and he would want to be where Mark Richt is.
Well, I think this is someone on this radio station today. It may have been Big O said that like this is the game where he shows you made the wrong choice.
But Miami pulls out cannons, and he's pulling out a pea shooter.
Yeah, no, he can't. If FIU. Like you would acknowledge this is Butch Davis's Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is if he could pick any game on the schedule that he wants to win, it would be this one.
Well, I guarantee they have plays saved for this game,
right?
Where they could have.
We
won
are not going to break out this play until that game against Miami.
That's not smart. You should save that for conference games. You're gonna throw everything at a team that's going to beat you out of your division, out of your conference, out of everything. It's silly. That's pride. That's male pride.
But I like it.
Male pride is silly.
It's on ESPN2, Valero?
Yes. You want to see a sad thing. FSU, who's playing host to Northern Illinois, 9.5-point favorite.
Oh, my God. 9.5? That's it?
Yeah.
They're Northern Illinois.
Cupcake.
See if you can find out how much FSU is paying Northern Illinois to come to Doak Campbell.
Got to be a million.
A 9.5-point favorite? I mean, they should be a 27-point favorite. Oh, should actually be. I mean, it's not Savannah State, but.
It's Samford.
They're paying $1.6 million.
No, they're not.
Yes.
$1.6 million? No wonder they didn't have a lot for that backpack then. They all went to the Northern Illinois game. Are they really paying $1.6 million?
Yes.
And they're less than double-digit favorites?
Correct. Have you seen them play?
Samford.
I bet on them.
We're not saying Stanford. We're saying
Samford.
Samford gave them a run for their money. Samford was up in the fourth, I believe. No, they're not that good. They need to be worried about Northern Illinois.
Would you take Northern Illinois plus 9.5? Because I still would bet FSU this guy. As much as I'm going to lose money on them all season long, they've got to win by 3 touchdowns. You would?
Yeah, I would. No. They're bad. Samford almost beat them.
I gotcha.
And Northern Illinois has to be better than Samford.
I
just hope they get smart and just hand the ball off to that big, Akers?
Big
old running back. Give him the ball 45 times, you win the game guaranteed. Guaranteed.
But you don't want to just win the game against Northern Illinois. Willie Taggart needs a game, right, where he It's the Miami Savannah State game. Like Mark Richt and Malik Rozier, like they needed a game where they put up 70 plus points.
What is Willie Taggart has some little crazy phrase for what his offense is? Simple destruction or something. It is terrible. Have you watched that? That offense is terrible. It doesn't make sense. It has no flow. It's just terrible.
Lethal simplicity.
Lethal simplicity.
Get out of here. Yeah. That's what he calls his offense.
Yes. I got a USF
lethal
expert here.
Simplicity.
That makes no sense.
What an awful moniker.
It's silly.
Like but if you thought the backpack thing was bad, lethal simplicity?
Yep.
That's what he calls the offense.
That's brutal.
If they get rid of him, they owe him $20.8 million.
Oh, they're not getting rid of him. They're not getting rid of
him. They just paid $1.6 million for Northern Illinois to come down. So.
No, they're not getting rid of him. I mean, he's got to be there for at least three seasons. At least.
Hawk, three seasons. No. Of this?
Has to.
No, Hawk.
You're going to eat 20. A public university is going to acknowledge a $20 million plus mistake after three games or one season?
I wouldn't say three games, but one season. They win four or five games. If they start, I'm talking about start getting their, Hawk, they're only 9-point favorites over Northern Illinois. They start playing these ACC teams and getting beat by 30, you can't stay around.
Yes, if they lose to Northern Illinois and they came close to losing to Samford, Miami should kick their ass.
Yes.
Like if Miami embarrasses them the way Clemson embarrassed us when Al Golden was here.
Syracuse embarrassed them.
Yeah,
I guess you'd have to think about it
if that's the way the season goes.
Because you would lose all your fans. And then I'll tell you, in college sports, it's all about the boosters and the money people.
Right, and if they tell you this guy's got to go.
And Willie's on thin ice right now. Willie's still out there dancing at practice and messing around and joking, playing plies. You can't be getting your ass whooped and being cute.
Lethal
you can be
simplicity.
Cute. You got to be cute at 8-0. You can't be cute at 1-1. Mm-mm.
All right, let's talk Cheetah here because football season is here. We're talking about it. We're trying to get ourselves together after a very fun 3 o'clock hour. You can enjoy football season with hundreds of beautiful exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at any of the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. You can watch all the action all season long at Cheetah Hallandale's Ultra High Tech Sports Lounge. Watch all the games live in full sound. You know you can receive free drinks, special offers, info on upcoming events just by texting the word Cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Also, never miss the action by liking Cheetah on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. I have Cheetah on my Instagram. I always enjoy when they post something. It's always good. My eyes thank me then and later. Make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can get to any Cheetah Club and enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. They've got happy hour until 6 and so much more. And don't forget, every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, which is tonight, at all the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs in the biz, guests enjoy 25% off their entire bar tab, free admission, plus enjoy $100 Svedka vodka bottle specials. If you want more info, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com.
Radio.com.
The bow-legged one.
I'm still laughing. Like, I'm trying to forge ahead with the show, but I have stomach cramps. I'm still, and the texts and the tweets are coming in. Funny, man.
Had me laughing. You got cramps, huh?
I was in such a good mood because of all that laughing and stuff, and then I see Tito in the other studio. He's getting ready to produce the show at 6. Was it Hurricane Hotline tonight?
Correct.
Hurricane Hotline with Joe Zagacki.
Correct.
Made famous.
Why are you always making fun of me?
Because your little voice is funny.
I just said correct.
Why. Correct.
Tito, he was in Chicago this weekend, and I said to him, hey, how was that deep dish pizza? Yeah, it was good. A little overrated, but it was good. Man, just when I'm starting to have a great day. I'm just surrounded by bad food takes in this building.
No.
Yeah.
Think about it. We've talked about this.
Don't, because yours is the worst food take out there.
I'm not even saying my food take, but just think about this. There's a bunch of bad food takes in the building. It's like the guy that got divorced 7 times and all the 7 women are crazy. It might be your ass that's crazy about these food takes.
Chicago pizza is the greatest pizza on the planet. It's certainly not overrated. It's different. Don't text me it's a casserole, it's a lasagna. And don't give me the worst Crowder take of all, which is, it's cheese, tomato sauce, crust.
Bread, tomato paste, and cheese.
By the way, 560 WQAM presents the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford on Fort Lauderdale Beach. It's November 30th through December 2nd. And this year's concert, you got the Jacksons. You know, November 30th, I keep saying, is our day. We're going to be live out there. The Jacksons, Sugar Hill Gang, Lisa, Baha Men, and who's the fifth
Sheila
one
E.
that I'm in? Sheila E. It's a great lineup. Then Saturday and Sunday, you've got everyone from Sugar Ray and Live to 311 to Sublime with Rome, Young the Giant. What else? I mean, there's just an unbelievable lineup. So it is the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. It's November 30th through December 2nd. While you're there all weekend, you could check out the Yuengling Twin Peaks Sports Bar, which will have college and NFL football on. And it's all brought to you by Rip It Energy Fuel, Goya Foods, Botron Rum, Please Drink Responsibly, and Nova Southeastern University. You can get your tickets and all the info right now at WQAM.com. I did notice on what?
Why did I sound like Snuffleupagus when you did my voice?
I don't want the bread.
It's cheese.
That's how you sound to me.
That's my voice?
That's how you sound to me. It's cheese.
What is that?
Tomato paste.
Tomato paste.
And bread.
That's actually pretty good, man.
Yeah,
I'm
dead on. Yeah. Because yesterday I unveiled a new impersonation.
I'm John Coffey.
Yesterday I unveiled. You are a little bit of John Coffey. You never saw Green Mile, did you?
No.
He's
no.
Like, you're like John Coffey when you have your food takes. You know, a Philly cheesesteak at like Jim's or Pat's or Gino's, it's unlike anything else. Oh, really? Because to me it sounds like meat, cheese, and bread.
It is spot on.
Right? It's the same
spot
thing.
On. That, I sound like that?
Yep.
You make me sound like I don't know. Correct. I don't sound like that. He's spot on.
Correct.
Like everything I say, I go, oh, you ever been to like Little Italy up in Boston? They have the best pasta up there. Oh, you're talking about noodles and sauce? Because I think if I'm in Boise, Idaho, I can get noodles and sauce. It's just, it's the worst.
It's the most take.
It's the most garbage food take that you will ever hear.
True.
Unbelievably garbage food take.
You got to go somewhere to eat the food from there.
Dirty water hot dog on the street corner in New York. That just tastes different than a hot dog at somewhere else.
Yeah, the germs.
Oh, it's just a tube of meat and a bun.
That's pretty dead on. Like the pizza and bagel stuff, I can see an argument. A hot dog's a damn hot dog, Hawk.
Like, you can't tell me.
Hot dog's a hot dog.
No.
A hot dog's a hot dog.
Nope.
No, a hot dog?
I will not cede any ground.
A hot dog?
Hot dog is
ground pig leftovers.
There's all kinds of different all different kinds of hot dogs.
Ground beef leftovers.
You ever had a Chicago dog? You ever had a New York
street?
I bet
it's ground up something nasty off an animal and put into a tube of yucky.
There he goes. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I knew it would come out.
Put into a tube of yucky.
It's got a casing.
And bread.
It's got bread.
A damn hot dog. Cuban pizza is not the best, Texer. I was in Cuba. They don't have the items down there.
I didn't know there was Cuban
There's
pizza.
There's such thing as Cuban
there
pizza.
There is?
Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing out of this world.
No, in Cuba, they don't have enough resources to make
right.
their pica. Pica.
Pica.
Yeah,
okay. Pica.
Yeah, no good pica.
Chain overturn.
Chain oversaw.
No,
chain
we went to a pizza place in Cuba, and they didn't have like enough sauce. They didn't have enough cheese. Everything was real light because the resources. I think the chain oversaw, they need to crank it up.
Chain oversaw.
No, they have Cuban pizza, like a Cuban restaurants down here. You can just order.
But what is the?
It's kind of like a school pizza, cafeteria food pizza.
Thin.
Yeah, not as thin as like a New York style, but it's just pizza.
Light
yeah.
sauce, light
yeah.
cheese,
yeah.
light
yeah.
toppings.
Yeah.
Yeah. low-resource pizza.
By the way, the Miami Heat has released a statement from Pat Riley saying Dion Waiters will not be ready for the start of training camp and unlikely ready for the start of the regular season.
Dion is, he can't never recover?
Well, they said 8 to 10 months. I think this, like, tomorrow is like eighth month already, so.
So Wade takes over, and then Dion comes back and does a little in the middle, and then Wade comes at the end.
Well, what you could see, though, is a Ryan Fitzpatrick situation, right? I mean, if Dwayne Wade is balling, who was it? Who did I see? Was it on NFL Network? Was it DeSean Jackson on NFL Network, I think, that said you can't change quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah. And that's how their team – think about his stats. He's leading the NFL in receiving yards right now.
But, like, to have a player on the team say it, a receiver on the team say it, I thought was pretty staggering, but it is the truth. You can't change quarterbacks.
Beating two good teams. Being the underdog and
winning. Are they 2-0 or are they 1-1?
They're 2-0. They beat the Saints and they beat the Eagles.
Okay, yeah,
I'm talking about two Super Bowl contending teams. Week one and week two? You cannot bench Fitzpatrick. Listen, if Jameis says something,
game.
They need to tell him sit down.
What if he has a garbage game? What if he has two great games and one garbage game this Sunday? Who they play this Sunday? I'm looking.
Who the Bucks play? Oh, I saw it.
The Steelers.
That'll be
on Monday night.
Monday night.
Steelers aren't monsters right now either. Le'Veon's gone. Their defense is getting scored
on. Antonio Brown's crying on the sidelines.
How many interceptions?
What did Casey score on them? 42, 44?
How many interceptions does Roethlisberger have in two games?
He didn't have any last game. He had three in the first game.
Patrick Mahomes
had six touchdowns on him.
Nah, he's impressive. I'm going to see if they figure out. Because that's my whole thing about young quarterbacks. They'll figure him out. They'll see what his weaknesses are. But Mahomes is playing ball. But with the Fitzpatrick conversation, He played great in two games. He'd have to be terrible for two games to even think about Jameis.
Like if he had a...
like if he comes out and scores 10 points
If he
Monday
had a Nathan
night.
Peterman-style performance on Monday night, would you then go to Jameis in game four, or are you still...
You still got to give him that second
still
game.
Still got the hot hand.
Because it's two up, one down. Now, if he's on a... It would have to be just a landslide, where these were his best two games of his career, and they... I saw something where they kind of were the best two games of his career back-to-back, but they were amazing games. But if he just goes to nothing for the next 2 weeks, you start talking about Jameis. I would still give him that fifth week just to see if he can get back up.
The statement, the tweet from Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel, it says, per Pat Riley, Dion Waiters, who is currently rehabbing from foot surgery, will not be available when the team begins training camp on September 25th and is also unlikely to be ready for the start of the regular season on October 17th. Dion will not be returning to the court until the Heat medical team and training staff deem him healed, rehabbed, and physically conditioned for all basketball activities. So there you go.
Is he becoming a...
Devontae Parker?
Yes. In so many words, yes. A guy that, we love him if he's healthy.
Because Devontae Parker, it's the same situation kind of as Ryan Fitzpatrick, where you go, okay. I mean, they didn't even have him active on Sunday, but, you know, he's obviously going to be healthy for this Sunday. But you don't mess with that receiving core right now, do you?
No.
You're 2-0.
Put him in a couple plays, see what he got. And then you could sell it to him. Devontae, hey, I know you're coming off the finger. We can't implement you fully into the game plan, so we're going to put you in some spots positioned here or there on third down to see what you got. And then he's happy. He's playing. He's dressed out. You're not messing up your offense. That's the approach you go.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
No.
Even if it means hurting his feelings. It's the only thing that hasn't been hurt.
Yeah, but Dion Waiters got paid. Devontae's still not paid.
No, Dion Waiters not healthy enough to play, so it's ridiculous. You remember, he started this last season. He wasn't ready to play. Like we saw, you saw him out there. He didn't belong out there, but he had just signed that big contract.
Yeah. Is my love for his ego taken away from my honest evaluation of his ability?
Well, no, he's a really fun player to root for, and he's got that swagger that we like.
But is the swag equal with the skill?
Not, I mean, a half a season, you had a half a season's worth of great skill from Dion Waiters.
Because I love him, but he's running me a little hot right now with all this injury stuff.
He's just not ready to go.
If he was the fifth wheel, sixth wheel,
no,
he'd
we
be
need
fine.
Him.
We need him. That's why he's frustrating me with these injuries.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We still have a lot of stuff to get through. We only have an hour and a half left somehow. I don't even know how that happened.
We laughed for 45 minutes.
Joe Zagacki is coming up at 6 o'clock with Hurricane Hotline, Hurricane fans, so that'll be fun.
Guys, you got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have everything you want. About 13 years ago, I went down to Delaware, took advice from somebody, and I fell in love. Now, the Crowder family, we eat 3 meals a day from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and it's not a secret. Thousands of families go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Owned and operated by the same wonderful family. They know what they're doing. They just give you delicious food. That's all they know, guys. Get down there, and they have it all. When I walk in, I always get my fish dip and my crab dip right up front next to the eggs. They have the free-range eggs, the best prices on eggs you'll ever see. Come on around the corner, all the crackers, the seasonings, the marinades. Then you have your lamb, beef, veal, and pork right there next to the conch salad, bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad. They're great size. And then the lamb, beef, veal, and pork, your lamb and your steak, they'll cut it as thick or as thin as you'd like it. They're all out there. The sausages, oh my goodness, the chicken sausage, the pork sausage, they are awesome for breakfast. Then you come on around the corner, poultry, duck and turkey, 2 different type of lobsters, all the crustaceans and scallops and oysters you can think of, and clams, then 15 different species of shrimp, all kind of shrimp, some clean, some whole. You can pick what you want, and they're all great price. And then my back wall, my favorite wall, I love fish, I love fishing, 20 different species of fish, locally caught, swimming daily, some filleted, some whole, some smoked. You got to get the Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And now available, this time of year, they got the wild salmon. It is delicious. Grass-fed New York strips, ribeyes, ground beef. Check out the freezer section for all the wild game, the venison, the ostrich, the alligator, the frog legs. You cannot beat Delaware selection. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order be packed and ready when you get there, saving you time, saving you money with Key West pink shrimp, only $10.99 a pound. Danish baby back ribs, only $4.99 a pound. The greatest prices, the greatest selection. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. When you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you. Radio.com.
Radio.com. This is why Ira Winderman is the best. I'm reading you his tweets in the last segment because of the Dion Waiters news, and Ira is kind enough to tear himself away from the Sun Sentinel and SunSentinel.com and call us quickly to give us the latest on what's happening there. Again, if you're just joining us, not that it's earth-shattering, but Dion Waiters, Pat Riley announced that Dion Waiters is not going to be ready for camp, and he's not going to be ready for the opening of the season, it seems like. So let me quickly go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And there, magically, is Ira Winderman. Hello, Ira.
Hey, Hawk. It's just incredible how in this business it always goes this way. The Heat first put out, Dwayne Wade is signed. Here's a picture of him. He signed the contract. And then 10 minutes later, oh, and by the way, no Dion Waiters for camp or the start of the regular season. It's like, yeah, no, you can't bury the lead in this case. I mean, to me, this is, I don't want to say this is deflating as the Dwayne Wade news was inflating, but I think it does sober you up a little bit. It looks like we probably won't see Dion Waiters now till November, and then all of a sudden he's starting all over again.
We were talking about a little bit last segment. Like, is it that big? I love him because of his personality, but is my love warranted for Dion Waiters?
Oh, that's a really good question, Channing. To me, there's two elements to this. If you wanted to step forward as a team this season with so few changes, then yes, you had to put a lot of stock in Dion Waiters, and that's sort of what the Heat have been selling this offseason. We'll wait till Dion Waiters gets back, then we'll be a different team. And if we were 6 games over 500 last year and a 6th-place team, now we can make a move up. That was all inferred. So, yeah, he was the reason for optimism. But then the Heat also did one other thing, Channing. Every turn this season they spoke about when they didn't get free agents, but we have continuity. We're bringing back our players. We'll be in good shape to start the season. And now that continuity is sort of out the door. So whenever Deion does come back, remember, he's never played a game with Dwayne Wade with the Miami Heat. You're going to have to work on that chemistry. You're going to have to reestablish that 7-11 chemistry with Goran Dragic and join a season already in progress when the most favorable part of the Heat schedule is at the start of the regular season. So, yeah, I think it really does put them behind the eight ball.
Not a huge surprise, though, right? They had kind of intimated this, right?
Yeah, you know, again, when he had the surgery in January, they said 8 to 10 months. Well, we're at 8 months right now, so sure, he could have. You always sort of feel the team is going to give you a longer, you know, back end to sort of cover themselves. You know, remember Deion in Instagram, you know, said, can't wait till I get cleared 2 weeks ago. There was talk of him being on the court and working with teammates, I mean, as early as June. So there was a reason for optimism. But, Huck, here's the other part of the equation that cannot be overstated. We have spoken all summer about the Heat and the luxury tax and not have money for Dwayne Wade and not having money for free agents. Let's go back to the 2017 offseason. When the Heat offered and gave Deion Waiters a 4-year, $52 million contract, knowing he had this ankle issue, knowing he had a navicular bone that had to be surgically repaired as well, and yet they gave him that deal anyway. Well, now the second year of that deal is being compromised by an injury that the Heat knew about at the time of the free agency signing. Well, if we're going to talk about all this money and this salary cap and this luxury tax, then I think that's when you have to look at it. I mean, Channing, I'll ask you this. It's wonderful, I'm sure, as a player, that you have an injury and your team stands by you. But, Channing, now that you're removed from the game, if you were in management, do you just move into a $52 million contract knowing something is wrong?
No, Ira, and it gets to me now because I've totally swung on it where even with Wade, like, I enjoy it. I love the nostalgia as a fan. I'm going to go to the last game, pay these crazy numbers that these tickets have jumped to since they re-signed Wade, but I don't know how much he's helping this team, really. I do. I've been torn on this since I retired.
Yeah, you know, so you have that element of that in play. And here's the other element of that as far as on a player, and I don't know what the answer is here. Look, no one wants their body cut apart. I understand that. Channing, you know, fans are always, oh, I have a surgery, go under the knife, as if it's a routine thing because it's portrayed that way. But should Deion Waiters have had the surgery right away? I can understand him waiting to sign the contract. No one wants to be in a surgical gown and walk into an executive suite and negotiate a contract. I get that. But it seems like even last summer in camp when the Heat reported and the Heat were saying, no, everything is fine, and Deion saying, I don't feel good. Look, you lost last season anyway, but you could have salvaged the start of the season. You know what this reminds me of? Ryan Tannehill, when he didn't have the surgery right away, remember? Then it got complicated again in the preseason game, and he missed more time. I think sometimes teams have to say, let's go ahead and have the surgery, and sometimes players have to acquiesce to that, because right now you lose half the value on the contract, and all I've heard from the Heat is luxury tax and salary cap.
Yeah, I would say that there's a lot of similarities to the Ryan Tannehill situation. But again, I guess it goes back to buyer beware. But they did take
beware.
I don't want to put a damper because this week is so good for the Heat with Dwayne Wade coming back. But it is to me in the line of monetary decisions that they were willing to make on others and made this weird line in the sand on D. Wade.
Well, okay.
Like they took that huge gamble on Hassan Whiteside, knowing that maybe he wasn't the right kind of player for the Miami Heat. They took this gamble on Deion Waiters. They gave a massive amount of money to Tyler Johnson, a contract that no one thought that they were going to match, right? I mean, the same thing with James Johnson, but they never did it for D. Wade.
That's the thing. You know what this reminds me of? Because, as a matter of fact, you guys have been talking about it yesterday before we carried the Panthers game. The Panthers' unbelievable finish to last season and how there is nothing right but hawk but optimism now that it carries over. I think the Heat were seduced, and I think all three of us were, by the Heat's 30-11 finish 2 years ago. Go ahead, give the money to James Johnson. Give the money to Deion Waiters. Find a way for Wayne Ellington to come back. Keep the cast together. Tyler Johnson, when he still had a low salary. Hassan Whiteside, because they're going to, you know, they're going to bring that back. They're going to go over the top on that. I think that might be a really good lesson for everyone going forward right now, that maybe there's a reason people call it lightning in a bottle, whether it's what the Heat did at the end of that season at 30-11, maybe, and I hope not, what the Panthers did at the end of last season also. I think sometimes when you're in the front office and a general manager, maybe you have to pull back and go, well, that was fun, but is that something that truly can endure, thinking, okay, Dwayne Wade's gone, our life is good? No, it's still better now with Dwayne Wade.
Ira, when y'all were talking about just what Hawk just said with, like, the Hassan Whiteside and Deion Waiters, where we saw them fail in the past, we saw they had trouble with other teams, but the Heat bring them in and give them money, do they believe in the culture too much where we can figure it out? We're the Heat?
Yeah, Channing, you have hit it spot on, because I was on the phone with a scout, actually with an agent. I'm sorry, it was an agent. And he said the Heat have got to stop drinking so much of their Kool-Aid, that the Heat so love their developmental program, so love that quote-unquote Heat culture, that maybe they get caught up in a little too much of it. So they do the Tyler Johnson deal, and they do the James Johnson deal, and they do the Deion Waiters deal, and they do the Josh Richardson deal last summer. And now, by October 15th, they have to decide whether they're going to do the Justice Winslow deal. And as much as they love their own and love developing their own, you also need a superstar. You also need a star player to lead the way. This Heat roster does not have one. There was hope Deion could become that, but I think we were all sort of step back a little, you know, in our own little sort of joy about it 2 years ago and realized that probably wasn't going to be the case. Yeah, I think a developmental program is a great thing for supporting complementary talent. But the Heat have always known then you have to bring in your Shaq, your Lamar Odom, your LeBron James, your Chris Bosh. You can't just go with a whole bunch of supporting guys, because they turn around and they keep throwing the ball to Dwayne Wade, because he's the only guy that's been there and done that.
Ira Winderman, thank you for coming on and celebrating Dwayne Wade's announcement with us.
One more quick thing. I did post a story just now at SunSentinel.com, and this one blows me away. This makes it 15 out of 15 seasons for Dwayne Wade with the Miami Heat when he has not been the team's highest-paid player. It is remarkable, some of the names I have in there, Jermaine O'Neal, Sean Marion, just everyone else. But once again, we knew this was coming. It's incredible. Dwayne Wade has played for the Miami Heat for 15 seasons. Has never been their highest paid player.
Well, hopefully he shows them a little something this season and finally earns it.
He has to carry the team this season. And he's a young 36. Don't forget that, fella.
See ya, Ira. Have an easy fast.
I hope so. Same to you guys.
Thank
or
you.
Or just one of you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, you
fast
you
easy,
guys.
Brother. Fast easy.
Fast easy, brother. I'm using that from now on. I'm using that from now on. I'll be walking around Temple. Fast easy, brother. Fast easy.
They going to jump you?
Fast easy, brother.
I'm a fast in the Buick.
You can go fast.
That's the only way. You can go fast and you can fast. My man, you know I fall in love with the Buicks. If you haven't seen this 2018 lineup of Buicks, get down there. You're going to fall in love. Got the big truck, the Enclave. Got all the way down to the smaller cars, guys. Go check out the Buicks. Beautiful performance, comfort, safety. That is what the Buicks are. You're riding smooth and comfortable. Everybody, point A to point B is the point of a car, but get there comfortably, and your passengers, your kids, your wife, your spouse, they'll be comfortable. With the 4G Wi-Fi, you're your own hotspot in all the Buicks. Apple CarPlay, I love it as a driver, syncs to my phone, get my contact list, I get my playlist, Sirius XM radio, all the entertainment you need for a beautiful and fun drive, and all the Buicks have that 5-star safety rating. Being a father, I think about it now. You need to think about it. Protect yourself, protect your family, give you that peace of mind on the road in a Buick with the 5-star safety rating. And I want to introduce you to the new Buick Enclave Avenir. When you see that Avenir signature inscribed on the door of the Enclave Avenir, you know there is a first-class experience waiting inside. Inside the Avenir, it's beautiful, it's spacious, wood-toned accents. It features 3 rows of first-class seating for up to 7 people and crafted leather-appointed first and second-row seats. It's beautiful on the inside. And on the outside of the Avenir, it is a 20, you get 20-inch alloy wheels and that grill, that Avenir grill that will grab the attention of everybody on the road, everybody in the drive-thru, everybody in the parking lot. You are talking about luxury. It's time to discover the new standard in Buick luxury. It's time to discover the Enclave Avenir at your South Florida Buick dealer today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.